Nothing. Damn it, it's the same one ads every day.
You're looking for work? Good for you. Wow, I'm glad to see you finally took enough pride in yourself to stand up on your own two feet and contribute to society.
Not really. My unemployment runs out next week. Wow. I swear, there are no good jobs in here.
Hey, it's got to be something. Let me see. Oh, right here. Entertainment Weekly's looking for an editorial assistant.
I'm only one gym class shy of a high school diploma. Can't we aim a little higher?
Morning. Mm. Have some coffee, please.
Oh, want ads, huh? You looking for work?
Yeah, you hiring?
What could you possibly do in my office?
What does Linda do?
I'm not quite sure, but at least she looks better in a skirt than you do.
You don't know that.
Please, God, someone else talk.
John, I was watching one of those morning shows, and they said it's officially the beginning of flu season.
What? Oh, for God's sake. I've been warning people about flu season for the last couple of months, but do they listen to the doctor? No, no. They don't believe it until they hear it from the weather girl with the low-cut dress.
Maybe if you had breasts, people would listen to you, too.
Now my office is going to be packed with people demanding the flu shot that I told them to get, like, 2 months ago.
Yeah, well, actually, that's why I brought it up. I guess I need a flu shot, too.
What, you didn't get one either?
I forgot.
How can you forget? See, this is about your health and your well-being, and more importantly, mine, you know? You kiss me. You put me at risk. It's like a cootie thing.
Oh, you college boys and your fancy talk.
Oh, shut up, will you? Stop by the office. I'll give you one.
Morning. Chris, I'm starving. Can I have some eggs?
No, you can't. As a matter of fact, we're leaving.
But I'm hungry.
Well, you should have thought about that before you left the house. The office is going to be packed today. We can't just leave Margaret alone to deal with it.
Margaret's not coming in this morning. An old friend of hers is in town. They're going to lunch.
Well, she didn't tell me that.
She told you 3 weeks ago.
Well, she knows I don't listen.
That's why she pinned a note to the inside of your jacket.
She did not pin a note. All right, who's next?
I forgot I was reading that magazine. Who's next?
Sit down, relax. You know something? This is ridiculous. If Margaret doesn't get back here soon, you're going to have to start giving some of these people their shots.
What?
As a matter of fact, you know what? I'll get you a needle. You can start practicing right now.
Me? Give shots? Oh, no. I've never done that before.
Yeah, it's not as hard as it looks. You can practice on Mr. Orange there.
I really don't think this is a good idea. This is Margaret's job. We have a system here. She does the actual work. I file things, make coffee, tell her funny stories about my sex life, and occasionally do some light typing. Besides, I'm not trained. I'm not allowed.
Yeah, well, you are if a doctor says so. And I'm a doctor, and I say so. Now do it.
Do me a favor. The next time I ask to take a long lunch, say no.
I did say no.
Well, then next time, be more forceful. Have a little more backbone. What do I have to do, pin another note to your jacket?
Oh! I stuck my finger!
Well, congratulations. You just gave your first flu shot. What the hell was that?
I want to be alone.
Oh, well, then quit your job and kill your husband. Come on, what's going on?
My old friend Cheryl, she's rich. She's rich and successful, and I hate her.
You relax, sit down, tell me what happened.
Well, it all started in high school.
Oh, jeez, we're going that far back?
Will you just listen? See, Cheryl was my best friend, and she was always into fashion design, and I used to sing.
Oh, you mean like in a church choir?
Why does it always have to be a church choir? A black girl can't just sing?
Sure. No, sure. Of course she can.
Okay, fine. It was in the church choir. But after that, I wanted to become a professional singer. And, well, we had it all worked out. I was going to become a famous diva, and she was going to design all my clothes. Well, it didn't happen.
I know it didn't happen. You're sitting right here.
Will you just shut up and listen? Anyway, I became a nurse, and then she got a job designing window displays in a department store. But that was okay because...
Because you were even.
No, because I still made more money than her. And then today, she tells me that in her spare time, she's been designing purses.
You know, so far, this is a real chick store.
Anyway, a buyer in the store saw one of them and flipped over it. The next thing you know, she's signed a big licensing deal with some famous designer.
So what? You know, how much money can she make from that?
$15 million.
That bitch.
Well, you're not gonna believe this, but I finally did it.
Oh my God, you lost your virginity.
That was a private conversation.
Hey, are you really still a...
Only technically. I was trying to say I got a job.
Hey, congratulations. What is it? When do you start?
I'm a doorman. I start tonight.
Oh.
Oh. So you're one of those guys in those lame red uniforms, standing outside of a building flagging cabs down for rich people?
Hey, hey, it's a start. A job is a job, and he doesn't even have a high school diploma.
One gym class. I couldn't get up the damn rope.
I'm just saying he could have set his sights just a little bit higher.
Oh, will you leave him alone? Just get off his back.
Well, somebody's got to push him a little.
Mom, Dad, could you listen, please? I'm not standing outside some building. I'm working the door at a very cool club.
Ooh. Oh, all right. So you like the guy in the cool leather jacket behind the velvet rope with the clipboard and the list.
That's right. I'm the list guy.
All right.
In fact, I better go home and start practicing my you're not on my list look. What do you think?
That look says you've just had a pastrami sandwich.
I better work on it.
Linda, I can't believe you waited so long to tell us it was your birthday.
Okay, here's the thing. When I said it was my birthday, I think you may have misunderstood. What I really meant was, it's not my birthday. Margaret's in a horrible mood, and I said I'd meet her for drinks to cheer her up, but I couldn't face her alone, so I lied to you guys because I need your help. Hey, Margaret, look who insisted on coming.
Hey, hi.
Hi, Margaret, how you doing, huh?
You're already nursing a drink. Get it? Because you're a nurse?
Oh, God. Waitress! What can I get for you? Another gimlet for me and another table for them.
Oh, she doesn't mean that. She's just jealous over a close friend's success, so she's lashing out because she feels inadequate. I'll have a light beer.
Oh, me too.
Scotch, me. Get out of my way. I'm a doctor.
I got your message. What's the emergency?
Okay, here's the thing. When I said there was an emergency, I think you misunderstood. What I really meant was there's no emergency. I just needed your help cheering Margaret up.
Oh, God.
That's what I said. Sir, can I get you something from the bar?
Water.
Sparkling or flat?
Tap.
Oh, boy. I'm gonna get rich off you. Look, I appreciate you guys coming, but you don't have to do this.
Oh, good. I'll see you later. Oh, hey, look, they got buffalo wings.
Oh, thank God. Again. You know, Margaret, drinking really won't solve anything.
Oh, Chris, you're so naive.
Look at this. They got those little pigs in a blanket. They got through college eating those.
That excites me.
Oh, why did Cheryl have to do that? Why did she have to go and get all successful on me? Ooh, ooh, that is off key. That is bad.
It's just the nearness of you.
A lot of meat on this thing. I love the little drumstick.
And why does she have to be so damn nice about it? Oh, oh, that is like nails on a blackboard.
Oh, 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 oh. And then saying that she would drive me back to work in her brand new Jaguar. I mean, how arrogant can you get? I mean, oh, oh, I cannot stand this anymore. No, no, no.
a B flat. And you call yourself a professional. I mean, if you're gonna sing the damn song, at least sing and hit the right damn notes.
God, these are delicious.
Where's Margaret?
No time for lunch, just some coffee to go, please. My office is packed with idiots who waited too long to get their flu shots. And to make it worse, Margaret didn't show, so I've been alone with Linda all morning.
Yeah, Margaret was pretty upset last night.
Yeah, well, can you blame her? I mean, how would you feel if I suddenly became a famous restaurateur and left you behind?
I think we're safe on that one.
Well, excuse me. I know my little diner doesn't hold a candle to your publishing empire.
You know, as much as I'd love to stay for another round of who's the bigger failure, I'm a little busy. See you later. Hey, are you coming in for a flu shot or
yeah,
not?
Yeah, I will. As soon as it slows down around here.
Hey, Hector, how's it going?
Well, actually,
rhetorical question. Don't really care.
Hey! So how's the new job, huh? Is it a nice club? Did you meet any interesting people?
I got fired.
What? On your first day? What did you do?
Oh, well, would you give him a chance to explain before you jump down his throat?
Fine. I'm waiting.
It wasn't my fault. This guy comes up to me, and he wasn't on the list, so I didn't let him in. Then he starts giving me attitude, so I gave him the look. And he throws a fit. He's all, don't you know who I am, acting like he owns the place.
Oh, so what happened? He owned the place?
No. You happen to be the gay lover of the guy who owns the place.
See, it wasn't Hector's fault.
No, don't do that. Don't baby him. I mean, how's he going to amount to anything?
I am not babying him. Hector, would you like a nice little piece of pie made with some ice cream?
No. He doesn't need a piece of pie. See, he's never going to get anywhere in life if he knows he can always come back here and get a piece of pie.
I am just trying to make him feel better. What he needs is a little nurturing.
No, what he needs is a swift kick in the ass.
Oh, that is your answer for everything.
Stop it! Look, I already got two parents who are disappointed in me. I don't need two more. But I'll find another job, but without the pep talks and without the criticism. Are we clear on that?
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you. I'll have that pie now.
This is ridiculous. I can't get Margaret on her cell phone. Lewis doesn't know where she is. All days for her to disappear. Let me guess, all flu shots?
Most of them. Oh, and Mr. Gary's in room two. He thinks he broke his ankle. Fell off a pair of high heels. Don't ask. And Chris is in room one, flu shot.
Oh, great. Now she shows up. All right, I'm going to have to take care of Mr. Gary. You give Chris her shot.
What? Me? No, I'm not ready. I haven't graduated from fruit yet. I mean, look at this orange.
You know, you've been here 6 years. It's about time you took some responsibility.
I'll be honest. Any world in which I have to be the responsible one is a world I don't want to live in.
Great speech. Too bad. You're going in.
Hi.
Hi. Where's John?
He's not coming.
Well, who's good to give me my shot?
I am.
Have you done this before?
Yeah, lots of times. Oh, you mean on a person? Never. So, are you ready?
I'm sorry. It's not you. Right now, it is you. But the thing is, I hate needles. I've always hated needles. I don't even sew. Something rips, I throw it away.
Well, I don't want to do this either. He made me.
Well, he made me too, and I can't afford to get sick. All right, let's just get it over with. Yeah. Right.
Okay.
Shot, and you tell him you gave it to me.
You mean lie?
Yeah.
Good, that I can do.
What's going on here?
Nothing, I was just trying to give Chris her
flu
shot.
Oh, for God's sake, let me do it. There you go. How hard was that?
Hey, is this what I pay you to do? Sit around a bar drinking all day during the height of a flu epidemic?
Fine. I feel like hell. Let's call it a sick day. I didn't ask you to come looking for me.
Yeah, well, I'm not here for you. I'm here for those little hot dogs.
Yeah, look who's back. Water boy.
You know, Sam, I was going to order a beer, but just for that, I'll have some water.
You know, technically, if you don't order a drink, you can't have the free food.
Yeah, well, technically, she's drinking enough of the two of us, so just roll out the weenies, will you? Look, I don't want to get all boss and employee on you, but where the hell were you all day?
I just couldn't come in and face that miserable office and listen to all the whining and complaining.
Look, I know it's tough, but they're patients. They... Oh, you meant me, right?
Look, don't get me wrong. I love my job, but when someone suddenly reminds you of what you could have been...
Well, what are you going to do? Yeah, give up nursing, become a singer?
I can't. I'm not good enough. Oh, sure, when I was young, I won a few local contests, but there was this one night when I was in this big showcase, and there were talent agents there and people from record companies, and I got up there.
Well, what'd you do? Choke?
No, I was great. The crowd went wild. Until the next person came up and just blew me right off the stage. I knew right then that I'd never be good enough to really make it.
So you bailed on a dream. What are you gonna be miserable the rest of your life?
Maybe. How's it working for you?
Look, Margaret, you know, you may not have money, you may not have fame, you may not have success in any way, shape, or form.
Is this supposed to make me feel better?
Look, I'm getting to that part. Look, Margaret, you are a wonderful, kind, compassionate person. Your life has value to me, to your husband, to hundreds of patients that rely on you every single day.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Now, promise me never to make me do that again. Excuse me, I see some meatballs with my name on it.
Go ahead.
Oh, wonderful.
I mean, you know, sooner or later, we all have to let go of our childhood fantasies. We all had some talent as kids. I'm sure you were a good singer with a lovely little voice. I myself used to juggle, although I had to give that up. I wasn't that bad either. I mean, I didn't just use three balls. I used irregular shaped objects like bowling pins.
It could happen to you, Key of C. Follow me.
I even had a little patter, too. You know, I told some jokes. I did a birthday party once.
Hide your heart from sight. Lock your dreams at night. It could happen to you. Don't count stars. Stumble. Someone drops a sigh, and down you tumble. Keep an eye on spring. Run when church bells ring. It could happen. It happened to me. Keep your
eye on spring. Run when church bells ring.